Dispatch.
Oh, hi, Pedro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Miss Tina. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I was going to say happy Monday because we have to start somewhere, so we might as well be positive, right?
Right. Yes, it's Monday.
For sure. So I understand that you wanted to open up a second location?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's exciting. Your business is growing, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about the new location. Where is it located?
The address?
Yeah, let me go into create the profile, and then I can add the address. One second here. And is it still going to be the same business name, the Point
No,
of
ma'am.
Towing?
It's a new business, new number, new address, yes.
Is it still towing, or is it a different industry?
It's towing, yes.
Okay,
towing
and I can add it on the same profile, but just as a second business. So what's
no,
the name
no,
of the new
no,
business?
No, I don't want to add it to the point to point.
Oh, you want it totally separate, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so then is this number that we're talking to you on now associated with the new business, or what is?
Yes, it's the new line. Yes.
Okay, so let me just create a new profile from it. No wonder why Nadine said I sent you the account that he currently has, but here's the number he wants to be called on. I was trying to figure that out, but okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to leave point to point alone. You're doing an excellent,
okay.
Great job.
Yeah, don't do anything with that one. Okay,
don't
got
do,
it.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so go ahead. Now I'm ready. What's the new business name?
The new business name is going to be Spring Branch Recovery and Towing.
Spring Branch Recovery and Towing. Do you prefer the and symbol or and written out?
No, that's fine. The and. The shorter be the and symbol is fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like it that way too. Okay, and then what is the address?
The address is going to be 5313 Dow Street. Dow Road.
Dow, like D-O-W-E?
D-O-W.
Uh-huh.
Road, R-D.
Oh, just D-O-W and then Road.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, something came up for Houston. Is that correct?
Yeah, Houston, Texas, okay. 77040.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Point of contract would still be you, Pedro Sanchez, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a new email for this one, or do you want me to send a confirmation to what email address?
Email is going to be, it's spelled out, Spring Branch, S-P-R-I-N-G,
mm-hmm.
B-R-A-N-C-H,
mm-hmm.
Rekov, R-O-V, at, I believe, umail.com.
The Spring Branch, but then just Rekov at gmail.com,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, R-O-V at gmail.com, yes.
Okay. Oh, I put R-E-C-O-V, like I spelled out Rekov. It's just supposed to be R-O-V?
Let me see what it was. I got it right. No, it's actually Spring Branch Recovery, R-E-C-O-V-R-Y at gmail.com, recovery at gmail.com. I thought it was Rekov.
Okay. As long as you get the email, that's all I'm concerned about. So I added it now, springbranchrecovery@gmail.com. And for the business name, Spring Branch is two separate words, right? It's not all together?
Yeah, it's separate words, yes.
Separate words. Okay, so give me one second here.
What is the surrounding zip codes?
I'll create a client interview, so if you need surrounding zip codes and certain keywords and things like that, you can go over that with the technician when they call you.
Okay.
Just trying to see one thing here. And I will schedule that for today, too, so that you get everything rolling, you know, as soon as possible. We don't have the same package available anymore because you're getting the local bundle for $99 a month, and then you have $550 worth of Google Ads. But I can get an override if you're still wanting to do the bundle with the Google Ads. I can get an override to honor that pricing for you.
Okay.
You're still going to do it with the Google Ads, like the $649 a month?
And what are the bundles y'all have?
So, couple of different options that you have. Number one, there is what's called our Platinum package. What it would do is it would bundle your service together with Facebook ads. So that way you get some calls coming from the social media aspect as well. That package is $299 monthly. So if you wanted to do that and bundle it with Google Ads, you don't have to do $550 worth of Google Ads. Our minimum requirement is $300. So what you could do if you wanted to, actually, wait a minute. I could do that for $249 because I want to get it as low as I can. That's the friend. I could do the $249 with the Facebook ads, and then on top of that, if you want to do Google Ads, do a minimum of $300. So it would be $549 if you want to do it that way.
Okay. I want to see if it works. So let's start with that simple package.
The $299?
The $299 or $249?
Oh, I'm sorry. The $249. I'm sorry. I say $299 because I still have to get an override, but I'm going to do it for $249. So give me a second here. Here's the package. Okay. Yeah, because you have a large budget of Google Ads already with the other, you know, so you could always put those on later if you wanted to.
Yes.
Do you have a business Facebook set up for the new business yet or a website or anything like that? Because if not, we'll include it.
I don't, not yet.
Okay.
But I will.
So you will, okay.
Yes.
And then let's see here. The $99 setup goes on just the first payment only, so it would be $348 today, and then each month moving forward, it's $249. And I'll send you a link where you can acknowledge that with your e-signature, and it will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And
so
then
I get the benefits of the grandfather.
Yeah, you'll be grandfathered into it, so you're not going to have to worry about paying more in the future. And then, let's see here. Is the Dow Road still the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's a good billing address.
It is, perfect. And then go ahead with the card number if you're ready.
All right, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to the bank to set up an account too. So this will be just on my personal account for right now.
Okay.
And then once we get everything settled in and the first payment, I'll give you, I should have a business card.
Okay. So you want to just use the card you have now for the first one, but then you're going to switch it right to the business once you have it?
No, I'm going to give you a card now.
Oh, you are. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, because I want to make sure, because, like, the way I got it set up, I want to know what's coming from what.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you're tracking it that this is the card that you're using for
yes.
the local Splash account. Okay, got it. Is it a
yes.
Visa or MasterCard?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay, and then the card number?
It's going to be 46... And hold on, in a dark area.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 4610.
Okay.
4603.
Mm-hmm.
3571 0570
Okay, and then expiration?
Expiration's gonna be expiration shows to be 10 of 30
10 of 30 and then the code?
Is 0022
It should be a 3-digit code on the back for a visa.
Yeah, 0 2 2
Oh, is it? Oh, well, just one. Okay, I had 2 zeros. Sorry about that. 0
Yeah, it's
okay.
0 2 2
Okay. So I want to make sure that you're going the best route for the new location. And I'm only bringing this up because you said you wanted us to call you and go over the zip codes. With this package, it's tied into the business address, which is that local address that you gave me in Houston. And so
okay.
You can be found in Houston and some of the immediate surrounding areas. But with the Facebook ads, we can take the zip codes and we can run those ads wherever you like, okay? But if you want to submit zip codes onto Google and target certain areas like you are doing with your other account, then you would have to bundle it with the Google ads. So I just want to make sure that you know that, because on Google it's going to be more local to the address you just gave me and maybe some
yes.
of the immediate surroundings.
Well, that's so what I wanted. I wanted the zip codes because I know Houston is a very large city.
Yeah.
And I don't need calls on the other side of town. I want to stick
okay, good.
To my side of town, yes.
So then you're okay with that, right, to just stick with the zip codes where we would target specifically
yes.
through Facebook, but you're okay with being, you know, more local on the Google Maps. And then, of course, you already know you could always upgrade and put the ads on later. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, Pedro, and that's going to outline your service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that client interview appointment, and they'll call you later to go over your keywords and your zip codes and getting you set up. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spring Branch Recovery and Towing.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Name is going to be Pedro Sanchez, owner.
Thank you. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Slash?
Yes.
And then in hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And for the client interview, I have a 12 noon, 1 o'clock, or 3 o'clock open. What would work best?
Anytime, ma'am. You give me the, what was it, the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or 3?
Let's make it about 3.
3. Okay, you got it. So what I'm going to do is block out a whole hour from 3 to 4 o'clock central, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, like I said, since I got you the special pricing that's not available to the general public, I'll have you acknowledge that and grandfather you into that rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me see. I got a text message. Yes, this is, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep. So it'll say click okay. here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is click on the that link, and it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then there's three boxes that you have to check, Pedro. One shows you're authorized. The second shows it's a reoccurring charge. The third shows that you have you receive text messages. Once you select those three and plug your name in, you'll hit confirm.
Let me see this. Okay.
Yeah. So I think they'll probably turn like with a blue check mark in them once you select them. And then once you put your name in and hit the confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about that right now because you don't need it. That's going to be provided for you in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting that pricing locked in.
Okay, hold on. Let me, I'm stepping into the office right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Let me, stepping into the office so I can confirm all that for you. Come back. Throw it in, see? No, ¿qué se pone? All right, I got the email. What'd you say? Click on the
If you're in the email, it's going to be in the one that says your initial invoice. If you're in your text, it's going to be the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
You can log into your account. Is that one or the support Local Splash?
It's the one that says your initial invoice. It's probably coming from support at Local Splash.
No, I don't see an initial invoice.
Oh, you don't? Okay, let me look and see which ones were sent to you.
Okay, I got the email, invoice to the email. Please click here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the agreement, I agree to receive.
Yeah, you just do those three boxes, and then you put your name, and when you confirm the signature, that's where you'll see that username and password where it'll ask you for it, and that's a good sign because that means it went through if you see that.
It's asking me, welcome to Local Splash. a username?
Yeah, oh good. Okay, that means it went through. If it's asking for the username, then that means it went through. And that information is in your welcome email. The username is usually the phone number associated with the account. And then the password is bestmoney, all lowercase, all one word. But you don't have to write that down or anything because that's in your welcome email already, okay?
Okay.
And then you said you do need the business Facebook, right?
I don't have a Facebook yet.
Okay.
But I will be setting it up.
So they'll help you get that set up when they call you. Usually what they'll have you do is kind of link it through your personal one. That way when people respond to you through the ads, the messages will come back to you. So I'll put a note in here that you're going to be setting that up, and that way they can assist you with it, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll get a fresh website up also.
A username
yep.
is going to be the phone number and the
yeah,
password
just
is bestmoney?
Yep, just the 10 digits, by the way, Pedro, so you don't need the spaces or dashes. It's just the 832-929-0984. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, bestmoney, so you don't have to put a space between it.
All right, let me check it out. Thank you for hanging on. I'm kind
of
slow. I'm kind
of
slow.
No, you're doing great. Aw, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're a lot more savvy than most business owners I talk to. So yeah, no problem.
It says connected to Google. Allow access to Google Business Profile. Can automate it.
Do you already have a Google Business Profile?
No, not for this one.
Okay,
here.
Then don't connect it to anything. I don't want it to conflict with the other one. Okay, we'll do a fresh one. Yeah, we'll create that for you fresh. So the only one you're going to have to refer to is that email that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. So what that is, and I know that you've had the other account for some time, so I'll just refresh your memory, is that when we create a new Google business profile, Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get the new business on the first page is to be a valid business in Houston, right? So it's going to say send a business license or registration or insurance, or if you don't have any of that, send an invoice with the address or the work vehicle with a Texas license plate just so that they know that you're local, right? So I think there's like 7 or 8 suggestions on that email. You don't have to send all items, just send over what you can. So when you go through that list, let's say you only have 3 or 4 of the items, that's perfectly fine. Just send over what you can, and then that will help us get it verified with Google quickly.
Okay, so what do I do here? It says connect to Google.
Don't connect anything to Google because
okay.
I don't want it to conflict with the other account. I think it might already be conflicting with it because you're logging in and it's asking you to log to Google. When you tried to log in, did you use the new information that I gave you? Oh, I see where you are. You're on the dashboard where it says connect to Google. This is good. This isn't conflicting. Okay, I was one. You don't have to click that connect to Google. That's for people that already have a Google business page that are going to add us. Okay? So once we create the Google business page and it actually gets verified, that little, red triangle is going to go away. So right now, our system is just recognizing that it's not connected to Google, but that's because we have to create a new one. So what you have to do is look at your email again. There's a separate email that says photos needed, action needed, pictures for Google verification. And that's all you have to worry about right now.
Mm. Well, this one just says, you said it's a separate email?
Yeah, if you got three emails, Pedro, you got one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, then you got the second one that says Welcome to Local Splash, and the third one says Action Needed, Pictures for Google Verification.
No, I ain't got that yet.
Okay. It says sent successfully on this end, but let me send it again. So forgive me if you get it twice, but maybe one's still in the queue or something. So I'm going to send it again just so you we can confirm that you
okay,
get it.
This one says, get your Google business profile verified. Mention minimum further. Yeah, I think this is the action needed.
Oh, yeah, that's it. See where it says tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate. So those are the seven or eight items I was talking about. And you don't have to send pictures of everything. Just send what you can. And where you would upload that is see that little link that says please log into your client dashboard.
Okay.
When you click on that link, it's going to take you to the page where you can upload those photos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if for some reason it glitches out or it doesn't allow you to get to the correct section, then don't worry because my technician will walk you through it when they call you. Let me see here. Wait, did you say 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock that you wanted? I'm sorry for the client interview. I think I grabbed a 3 o'clock, but I think you said you wanted 1. Oh, you did say 3. Okay, good. So when they call you at 3, then that's where they can walk you through it if you have any issues. But I'm sure that you're not. You're going to be fine. And then if you need me in the meantime, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you could always call back and just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if I don't hear from you, then you can just go through it with them when they call you at 3.
Okay.
Do you have all those photos on hand right now?
I haven't got the business cards yet. Well, the truck, I can send you a picture of the truck with the license plate.
If the truck has any signage with the other business name on it, then just try to get, like, the truck and the license plate and don't get the signage. But if it has signage with your new business, then, of course, that would help. And then other than that, just the business license or insurance or registration, anything like that that shows the new business name, that will help you get verified in a timely manner.
Okay.
Alrighty. So you are all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that you're so happy with your first location and I was able to help you out with the second one. So if you need anything else, give me a buzz and I'll follow up with you in a month or so to see if you want to, put some Google ads on this one. Okay.
Okay. So I don't have the cars yet, once I get them, what do we do?
Then you can go back to that link and upload it later. So you don't have to send everything at once. So if you only have two things, send over the two things, and then later you can, if you get the business cards or an invoice with your address or anything, then you could go back to the same form later, and you can upload more documents.
Okay. No problem,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to do it all in one shot.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, I think we have a good game plan now. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out. And then stand by you don't have a web address yet, do you? I know that we're going to build the site, but you want us to just purchase the web address when we call you later?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. I'll put that in the notes. All right.
What was your name again?
My name is Tina. Do you want me to send you a text with my direct line so you have it?
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Tina.
Yeah.
Is that, what happened was I bought out, there was a tow company there at the Dow location.
Okay.
And I bought him out.
How exciting. So maybe He has a Google business page set up under that location. Let me see if I put that in. If he has access to the Google business page, do you think he would be willing to add us as a manager so that we could use that same page and update it to the new business name, or do you think he's not real tech savvy?
No, he's a good friend of mine.
He is? But, okay, let me just see here. Dow Road.
I was just trying to open a new DBA.
Mm-hmm. He was Nando's Towing and Recovery?
Yes.
Okay. But he doesn't have that anymore. He sold the business to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I will send you a second email that says important, add us as a manager to the Google business page, because he already has 2 5-star reviews on it and it's associated with your same address. So if he is your friend and he knows how to do it, he could go in and add us as a manager to this page. And then we'll go in and we'll take Nando's Towing off and we'll put Spring Branch Recovery and Towing and put your phone number on there so that it doesn't conflict with what he had before. If he doesn't know how to add us as a manager, yes, go ahead.
What do you recommend, Matt? What do you recommend?
Start
this new profile or just keep Nando's profile? With a new number.
I think that if we keep it at Nando's, it'll help you because he already has 2 5-star reviews on there. And it doesn't even say his name or anything. It just says, this towing company is amazing. The towers are very nice and respectful. I would recommend them to family. And the other one put, best tow truck I've ever had the pleasure of towing my vehicle. So if we update that Nando's Towing Recovery page to Spring Branch Recovery and Towing, then you get to keep that positive reputation that he started building. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, what do you recommend in that aspect? Do I just, because I got the name, Nando's Towing and Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to open Spring Branch Recovery.
I think you should open Spring Branch Recovery because then everything shows fresh under your new business name, right? But what I'm saying is rather than us creating a second Google business page under the 5319 Dow Road and then putting it under Spring Branch and then it throws a red flag to Google because now there's a duplicate out there and then we have to get access to Nando's and try to merge the two pages, it would almost be easier to just take the Nando's Towing and Recovery page and have him add us as a manager so that we can put the new business name on there and start optimizing that page. So I'm going to send you that email that has the instructions where your friend can add us as a manager to the Google page. But these reviews that are on here are super old. They're from 3 years ago. So let's say that your friend says, you know what? I have no idea how to do that. I didn't create the Google business page. I hired someone 3 years ago and they created it. Then if that's the case, don't worry about it. We'll just create the fresh page and we'll take that old one and gain access to it and merge them together. But that process takes a little bit longer, right? So I think it's easier if your friend has access to have them go in and add us as a manager. That way we can clean it up and promote Spring Branch Recovery and Towing. Right?
Yeah.
But if
I have his email, the business email, the business cards. I was going to try to stick with Nando's Towing and Recovery, keep it.
Okay. So, could you forward him the email that I just sent you? Important, please add us to your Google business profile. Because if he can add us to the Google business profile, then we can go in and optimize that page right away. Without having to create a new one. You know what I mean?
Do I run under Spring Branch Recovery or can I run under Nando?
Well, if you bought the business, you can run under Nando if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I would keep it at Spring Branch because that's your new business that you're trying to, you know, do business as. But if you change your mind and you want to use Nando's, you know, it's perfectly fine to do so.
Okay. Yeah. Can we go ahead and use Nando's?
Yes.
So I won't get the recovery.
Well, his says Nando's towing and recovery, so I can just change it from the Spring Branch to Nando's if you want.
Yeah, let's change it.
Okay.
And the same, this is the number, the main number I need.
The one that we're talking on now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So please still send him that email that I sent you to add us as a manager to the Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that way, once he adds us, we can use the same page. If he doesn't add us and we can't use the same page, do you want to revert back then to the Spring Branch, or do you still want to do Nando's?
Because I wouldn't have Facebook under Nando's. That's his Facebook.
Okay. Then, you know what? Let's not even use Nando's. Let's use the Spring Branch. I don't want it to conflict with his Facebook. I want you to go in and create a new Facebook so that when people message you off the ads, they come back to you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I went back and I updated it to Spring Branch. I'm gonna heavily notate your account, Pedro, so the technicians are gonna know when they call you, the steps to take. But for now, we're just gonna set it up fresh under Spring Branch, okay?
Do we need the Facebook?
Yes, you still need the Facebook. We're going to run Facebook ads for you, but that they're gonna help you set that up when they call you at 3:00.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
So pretty much you're all good to go for now. You don't have to do anything unless you have pictures of the stuff that you have to upload on that one form, then you can start uploading it. If not, you're all good to go for now, and they'll just call you at 3 and they'll help you set up everything else, okay?
Okay.
And then you got my text message, right, with my direct line, 777, in case you need anything else moving forward?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, well, you're all good to go for now, then. If you need anything, you can call me. And if not, just stand by. We'll be calling you around 3:00.
Okay, yes, ma'am, no problem.
All right, have a great rest of your day, too, Pedro.
You, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.